USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell thinks it's time to get schools reopened.
Despite heroic efforts from students, parents, and teachers, so-called remote learning has proven a poor substitute for the real thing.
The Kentucky Republicans saying the real reason schools are closed is because of teachers' unions.
In places across America where public education depends on the whims of a powerful public sector union, the best interests of children have often come dead last.
One dose of the AstraZeneca Oxford immunization can lower COVID-19 transition by nearly 67%. New data released on Tuesday shows the inoculation can aid in preventing the spread, not just protecting from getting ill. The vaccine has yet to be approved for use in the United States. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A nuclear treaty between Russia and the United States is being extended for another 5 years. With just 2 days before it was set to expire, the Biden administration renewed the New START treaty. It limits the number of deployed nuclear warheads allowed for both Washington and Moscow. A Major League Baseball team has suspended their pitching coach.
The Los Angeles Angels have suspended their pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, after reports of inappropriate conduct surfaced against him. In a report by The Athletic, Callaway was accused of lewd behavior by five women, something Callaway has denied. All five of those women work in sports media, with the allegations spanning 5 years during his time with the Cleveland Indians as a pitching coach and the New York Mets as a manager. In a statement, the Angels said they would work closely with MLB to conduct a full investigation. The team hopes to have the matter resolved quickly, possibly before the beginning of spring training. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressional leaders paid their final respects to Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick on Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke at a Capitol ceremony.
Brian wouldn't have liked this attention, and that if he were here, he'd be the first to puncture the somber moment with his sharp sense of humor.
Sicknick died from injuries he sustained during the riot inside the Capitol building on January 6th. Tragedy strikes the National Guard in Idaho.
Three Idaho Army National Guard personnel were killed after their Black Hawk helicopter crashed south of Lucky Pearl near Boise, Idaho, shortly after 8 p.m. local time Tuesday. Colonel Christopher Burt, the Idaho Army National Guard state aviation officer, said officials last contacted the craft about 15 minutes before it went down. 4 hours after the crash, the helicopter's emergency transmitter locator device was found along with the crash site. Weather at the time was snowy in a mountainous region. Another Idaho National Guard helicopter crashed during training on November 6, 2014 at Goen Field in Boise, Idaho. All three personnel aboard Tuesday's crash were pilots with the Idaho Army National Guard participating in a routine training flight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CBS Sports and Nickelodeon are teaming up to get kids excited for the Super Bowl. Nickelodeon will air a half-hour pregame special on Friday night. Sunday's game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Kansas City Chiefs will air on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.